Hi, this is Scott McKay, and I just wanted to welcome you to our first podcast. We have a new goal. It's to develop two or three podcasts that you can listen to every week. They're only going to be about 5 minutes long. It's not going to be one of those lengthy podcasts that it takes a lot of investment and time and effort to listen to. One of the things I notice when I'm out taking a walk in the morning or taking a little drive in the afternoon or going to a meeting is that I want to fill my head with some ideas rather than just music or sports or whatever. It might help me get prepared mentally for a meeting if instead of a sports score or the latest song of whatever genre of music that you particularly like, if there was an idea, something that would give me the opportunity to get focused on where I'm going and what I'm going to be doing as I enter the meeting. And so what we decided to do is to create two or three podcasts a week, each of 5 minutes in length, that would talk about ideas of what you can do to become more distinctive in how you sell and how you serve your customer. A lot of folks may confuse what I'm talking about when I'm emphasizing it's very important for you to create distinction. When I say create distinction, I'm not just saying that you differentiate a business from a global CEO-type perspective. It's really critical that you know that when I'm talking about distinction, I'm saying, what could you do to sell differently? What could you do to serve your customers more productively, more distinctively? In other words, I don't think there's a single sales professional out there that wants to be exactly the same as the competition. I don't think there's a single customer service professional out there that wants their level of service to be identical to that of the competition. To stand out, we've got to find strategies that will make us unique in the perspective of our customers. One of the things I talk about quite frequently in my presentations is simply this: mind share precedes market share. Let me repeat that. Mind share precedes market share. If customers aren't thinking about you, they aren't doing business with you. Therefore, it is highly critical that we find strategies to grow mind share if we ever hope to enhance and increase our market share. So distinction is the leading way that you as an individual sales professional, or that you as someone engaged in the process of serving customers, can stand out and to grow that mind share. It's hard to grow mind share for a generic. I mean, no one is loyal to beer. Right? Remember those white cans that just had the black word stamped on the side that said beer? You know, no one is bragging to their friends, hey, I drank a beer, generic beer, last night. No one boasts to their friends that they can't tell the difference between one of the places where they do business and another. But they will certainly brag about and talk about when something stands out or when something is unique or when something is distinctive. It is absolutely critical if you want to sell more. It is absolutely critical if you want to retain the customers that you already have from the referrals that they'll provide you for new customers and the fact that they'll come back and do more business. If you want to retain, if you want referrals, if you want retention, then you have to find a way to become distinctive. And so the goal of these podcasts is going to be, what can we do to create distinction? I don't think great is good enough anymore to grow your business, as you can tell from the subtitle of my latest book, Create Distinction, What to Do When Great Isn't Good Enough to Grow Your Business. Great just isn't good enough anymore. The fact of the matter is, if you take a look at the companies that were named in the book Good to Great by Jim Collins, and don't get me wrong, one of the all-time, if not the all-time, best business, top business bestseller. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at the companies that were identified in that book as being great, you see that Circuit City was one of the great companies. Well, I think you would agree Circuit City is not a great company. Circuit City is practically an extinct company. It also mentioned that Fannie Mae was a great company, and then it went on to precipitate the great economic crisis of the last few years. So there's no doubt that the companies named a good to great weren't great companies. In other words, greatness isn't what it takes to stand out in the marketplace today. It's distinction. So whether we're talking about it from a corporate aspect or whether we're talking about it from an individual aspect, the fact is you have to find ways to create distinction. Between now and the next podcast, I'd like for you to think about what's a way that you stand out? How can a customer tell the difference between you and the competition? We'll talk about some ideas about that when you come back and join us on a future podcast of Create Distinction in Sales and Customer Service. This is Scott McCain.